And I love state radio. That's the only thing to do it. Like, there's nobody. State radio. And I said it. Nicki Minaj, Nicki Lewinsky, Dirty Money, Young Money, The Mistress. Yeah.
DJ Khaled throwing down the big dog Pitbull, Trevor Squadron, aka the Beat Nova King, aka we the best. Spate Magazine, Spate TV, and all that. We the best, man. Who we? Spate Magazine, Spate TV, and all that. Spate Magazine, Spate TV, and all that.
What it sound like? Let me take you somewhere, man.
Life was never easy. Surviving off the bus.
Now what we talking?
Important.
OMZ. We choose faith over loose base. Gotta keep your eyes up on that road or you lose pace. New fate, who this? Life be offbeat as blue face, but we do this. With that last squeeze of toothpaste, then we roll it up and stick it out. Smoke it up and listen how. Mental boxing in, Honda Civic style. Don't feed it. And if it ain't beneficial, I don't need it. The friendships that expired, I didn't see it coming. Maybe I ignored the sign. Saturdays, grandmom said, sit poor, but you fine. How I miss them days. Could it be so simple, Dana? Just imagination through the frames with missing lens. In the lane, trying to get the bends. Had to drive with no transmission. God's party, I'm the DJ, trying to learn all transitions. Uphill, manual drive, got my hands slipping like.
Life was never easy, what we talking about? Always had to hustle, what we talking about? Surviving off the muscle, what we talking about? And I'm still climbing up, shorty told me.
Everything gonna be alright.
She told me.
Everything gonna be alright.
Shorty told me.
Everything gonna be alright.
She told me.
Everything gonna be alright.
I wonder where the spirit goes when the body passes. In my life, I see my fair share of body baggage with no claim. Stamps in my passport that show game. I rode the tidal wave, the flow changes. Highs and lows, loss and gains. Low desire, a cold heart, show you how to hold the fire. This ain't a straight path, it's a roller coaster ride. Life will beat you down, that's when the hope arises. You couldn't say you seen a good movie with no surprises. The hero takes a fall and comes back, holding prizes. Music for the soul can't be judged by a metric system. Clowns do anything for recognition. But if that recognition feeding children, how can I judge it? When this generation facing with no other could stomach. Another day we wake with 24 hour usage. This world can be ugly or pretty. Now how you view it?
Life was never easy, what we talking about? Always had to hustle, what we talking about? Surviving off the muscle, what we talking about? And I'm still climbing up, shorty told me.
Spate Radio back again, King here, and I got my brother Passport Rav in the building, man. What's going on?
What's good, brother? Chilling over here, looking out the window, beautiful Brooklyn.
So, yo, a lot of people don't know that me and you go, way back, and I remember the first time I met you, I think it was think it was at a showcase. And well, it was kind of funny because you hit me and you was like, I had posted something about that showcase and you was like, yo, you didn't post my video.
Oh, for real. That was our first interaction.
Yo, that's yo, it was so funny. I was like, yo, I gotta get to know this guy because nobody never did that to me before. They was like, yo, I see you posting footage, but you ain't post footage of me.
Oh shoot. Dang, I was on my Kanye shit.
Yo.
I'm gonna be the greatest.
Yo, that's funny, man. But yeah, man, we got a dope history, man, like with the Perverted Since 83 video that went viral. And that was pretty dope.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's been a minute. It's been a minute. You gotta love what you're doing to do it this long.
Yeah, yeah. So, you have the Malcolm on Twitter song out now, and tell us a little bit about that and how you came up with the concept.
It was just an idea I've had for a while in my head, but it took. I mean, honestly, and I always had the beat, but it took for just the energy. Because like I said, it was definitely an idea. It's just been sitting in my head for a while. But the energy of having Napoleon at the crib, you know, it was a dope MC, definitely like sparked it. Like, all right, let's go ahead and, you know, I'm going to go ahead and make this a collab, you know, joint. And yeah, we sat and talked for a couple hours, you know, prior to that, and just got the ideas out and then, you know, wrote it on the spot. And before you know it, it became my biggest record I ever put out.
Yeah, because, you know, people started hitting me up, people I knew, and they was like sending me like screenshots from Rock the Bells Radio. They was like, yo, they playing your boy Rav on Rock the Bells Radio. Tell the people how that actually happened.
So I was just blessed. I, you know, good, right place at the right time. I met LL Cool J at an art event one random night. It was like a random Thursday night in Brooklyn. And I honestly didn't even feel like going outside that night, but I kind of like pushed myself to go outside and go network. And yeah, I ended up running into LL Cool J, and you know, we both have the same government name, and that's kind of how we connected and just talked about music and whatnot. And fast forward, he liked the record. Like, I sent him my album Fanciest Negro, he thought it was cool, but when I sent him Malcolm on Twitter, he kind of went crazy. He was like, man, I gotta put this on the radio. And yeah, and that's just kind of where it went from there.
Okay. And it seems like he's, you know, is interested in supporting you on different songs. Are you getting that?
I'm not sure. You know, he said that. We had a IG call the other night, IG live call, and he said they're playing other records. I haven't heard it. I honestly haven't been tuning in. I kind of been in my own zone, and no one really hit me up about it. So I haven't heard it, but I wouldn't be surprised, you know. And he I mean, just what he did alone with Malcolm on Twitter, I'm forever grateful. You know, it takes, you know, I don't know what it takes, but everybody don't be supporting like that. And, you know, for him to be such a legend and such a impactful person in all forms of entertainment, not even just music, but such an impactful person to support me, I'm super honored.
Yeah, yeah, that's pretty dope. He's a legend in the game. And,
yeah, not even just music, you know, movies, freaking TV shows.
Yeah.
Like, so many ways, and he's good at everything he does. You know, he's not just like, he's really like In Too Deep is what gotta be one of the dopest movies of that era. Or, you know what I mean? What's that? Is it Any Given Sunday, the one with Jamie Foxx?
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah, man. Like, he's been in some great movies, some classic TV shows, and you know, a legendary MC. It's surreal, honestly. Like, it really hasn't even hit me. For real.
Yeah, and the funny thing, he hasn't even scratched the surface of the movie game, because he hasn't done a lot of movies, as far as I know.
He
still has, that's still an open area for him that he can attack, like, whenever he wants.
Yeah, that is true, yo.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yup.
It's crazy, like, I was on his live, and some people really just know him from the NCIS TV show. Like, I don't watch the show, but, you know, like, it's crazy, like, he's known from that, from a new generation.
Yeah.
They don't even really know LL Cool J like that. Like, they just know Todd Smith, the actor.
Yeah, because I remember I was talking to someone, and they were like, yo, you know, every 10 years, there's a new generation. So it's like you could be doing something for 10 years, and then all of those people might you know, leave and be like, yo, I ain't messing with this no more. Now you got to introduce yourself to a whole new generation. You know, because there's this clothing line, I think it's called The Hundreds. And they put out
I'm reading that book, actually.
Yeah, I read that book. Yeah, and the funny thing about that is he said that, you know, they were doing that joint for 10, they were doing their clothing line for like 10 years, and then all of a sudden their sales just dropped. Yeah, because of the generation, it switched. And they had to because all of those people got older and they got into other things and they have, you know, families.
They don't wear streetwear anymore like that.
Yeah, they don't wear streetwear. And then now they had to go through reintroducing themselves to the new generation. And that's what's crazy, that people don't think about that in entertainment and music. They don't realize that people change. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's but people don't. It's wild for people to last. You know, that's, you know, like Jay-Z and LL, and you know, for to really be at the, in that age bracket and it still be relevant today is just by itself is it's not common.
Yeah, definitely. It's especially when it comes to music. You know, music is hard to. I mean, if you get one hit. As a music artist, you're good.
Yeah.
Because I mean, some people don't really get that, you know.
Nah, for sure. For sure.
So you got the EP that just dropped, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dual Citizenship. And you didn't produce any tracks on there.
I produced one. I just looped up some dirty pianos and probably the darkest track on there is called Never Die.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only beat I did, but the other five are done. Four of them are done by OMZ Eternal, my young boy out of the Bronx / Virginia, and the other one's done by my homie Pot. And I like working with other producers. I get tired of rapping on my own shit all the time. Honestly, I don't even rap on my own stuff a lot. It's just like I always compare it to cooking. It's like, by the time I'm done making the food, I lose my appetite.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, by the time I'm done with the beat, like, it has to be really good for me to want to rap to it. So I'm reaching out to producers right now. I'm ready to keep it moving and work on the next project, because I was sitting on that for a little bit also.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so the name, Dual Citizenship, what's the concept behind that?
I started traveling more. You know what I mean? Like, just really traveling, seeing other countries, and seeing that, like, America is not the greatest country in the world. Like, mm-hmm. You know, once you go outside of America, you're just like, man, like, you're missing out. You know, I've been missing out by just thinking, you know, you feel falling for the American dream. And, you know, there's just a lot of beautiful places around the world, and I would love to... live in a different country. Like, that's a goal of mine, to live in a different country one day.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it starts with the dual citizenship, you know, the whole process of being a dual citizen. I would love that. I'd love to be able to just dip off somewhere and go to a different country. And, yeah, you know, the projects, a lot of it is my frustrations with America.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's really, it's just based off of that and me wanting to, you know, go somewhere. It's funny because, like, growing up, they, you know, people would be like, oh, if you're so tired of this country, why don't you go somewhere? Why don't you go to another country? And back in the day, that'd be like an insult.
Yeah.
But for me now, it's like, but I would love to.
Yeah.
And if you can help me pay for this application fee, to be a dual citizen, I would love to go live in a different country. I'll gladly leave. You know what I mean? As a black man, shit. You know? So, yeah, that's the whole concept behind dual citizenship. Just, like, my frustrations with America.
Yeah. Yeah, I notice a lot of the lyrics are, like, you know, you're trying to, like, school people and put them up on things. Do you feel like in music that's kind of like a lost art? Because the only people that really do that is, like J. Cole, like Kendrick, Jay-Z, Kanye. Like, they're the ones, they'll dumb down their lyrics, but then they'll drop some jewels in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it seems like you were dropping jewels. You know, do you feel like that's a lost art?
Not really. It's just not as popular, mm-hmm. you know, and honestly, like, the stuff I'm talking about on dual citizenship, I swear, it's like, it's the spirit that took me over that wrote it, you know, honestly, like, when I'm writing, Brian, I'll be listening to it, and I'm like, man, I'm saying some dangerous shit on this project, like, you know, if I was more popular, if I was, you know, brought up to the masses, like, I'm talking about some real stuff, so it's like, you know, I'd need some power behind me to saying the stuff I'm saying and still be surviving out here.
Yeah.
So, you know, I appreciate whatever it is, and the people that's buying my project, buying the physicals, playing it, I appreciate every last one of y'all, you know, but at the same time, it's just like, this type of stuff might not be for the masses, and I'm cool with that.
I feel you.
I'm absolutely cool with that.
Okay. All right, so what's the artist that inspire you right now? You know, to keep going and doing music. Who's relevant to you?
Artists that inspire me. There's a few, man. Honestly, mm-hmm. There's a few. The scene of hip hop right now and the Bandcamp rappers that are making that stuff. It's inspiring to see. I don't really listen to a lot of other artists like that, you uh-huh. know, besides, like, my favorites. But, mm-hmm. you know, it's inspiring to see other people's work ethic. Bro.
Who are your favorite? Who, like, you have favorites that you listen to on a regular?
I can't even say on a regular. But so if I'm going to say my favorites, definitely Kendrick, Freddie Gibbs. Freddie Gibbs, between Freddie and Kendrick, I don't know who's my favorite, because I think Freddie is one of the best lyricist rappers ever. Man, I ain't gonna lie, this dude Cavalier. Cavalier is a part of this collective called Vibe Music, and they're still, like, on the come up. Quille Chris is a part of that collective. Amon Amari. I'm a super fan of them, like, for real. Like, I love their sound and their work ethic.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I've just been on some low-key stuff. There's not a lot of, like, mainstream artists that really, you know, get me going anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I listen to a lot of other stuff, you know, on the regular. I don't just listen to hip-hop all day.
Okay. All right, so I saw that you have some beats and stuff that online that you're selling and stuff like that, so... Maybe you can tell, like, what inspired you to put your beats online?
People kept telling me to put my production online. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one homie, Kush Kells, he's a crazy hustler out of Jersey. And, you know, he was like, man, you need to put, like, a bunch of beats on the tape and put it on Bandcamp and just sell a package of beats on Bandcamp. And I'm like, damn, that's a great idea. And people just kept saying, like, oh, can I hear your beats online? And at first, I wasn't really with the selling beats online, like, kind of thing, because, like, I always think of SoundClick. Yeah. And just, like, watering down my production value, which, you know, I really just wasn't about that selling $10 beats online kind of thing. And I just always thought about that when I thought about selling beats online. But, you know, BeatStars has been around for a few years. I knew about it when it first came out, and I still was just kind of, like, sticking my nose up to, like, putting all my work online. But after a while, I'm like, man, I can't be, I'm sitting on hundreds of beats.
Yeah.
You know, there's, like, ideas that's just sitting here, and I'm waiting for the right opportunity to link up with an artist and play beats. But, people kept saying I'm sitting on money. You know what I mean? My new engineer was like, yo, you're sitting on money. You got mad beats just sitting here. So, yeah, I started my BeatStars account, I made my first $1,000 and I was a believer. I was like, shit, I made more money, you know, selling beats online in a month than I made all of the previous year. So it's like,
wow,
just, you know,
you became a believer.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I mean, right now it's kind of slow and I haven't really been pushing it. Like this current moment, I still have 82 beats online. So, you know, everybody that's listening to check it out. PassportRav.beatstars.com, and you know, production for everything, every kind of like person that would need production, whether it be commercial free music and stuff like that, or like boom bap or trap, whatever.
Is there an artist that you think you could make a really dope record with your production and their lyrics that you think that will come out really dope?
Definitely Freddie Gibbs. Would love to work with him one day. Currency, Rick Ross, yeah, guys like that. Yeah, Quillay Chris, man, I'm a fan of Quillay. I've met him, you know, I've met him once.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dudes like that.
Okay.
Real artists that just still believe in like the feeling, putting good music out.
Okay, all right, that's dope. Is there anything else that you're working on, like outside of music, that you might want to tell the people about, or anything, you know, a new project that you might be working on, something like that?
Man, lately I've been focused on, first of all, myself, my mental health, staying on top of that. Cause I already know once I'm in a good mental space, I can really like accomplish anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've, you know, this quarantine and this whole COVID-19 thing we're going through right now, like it pushed me to just become more of a hustler with the stock market. I've been looking at stocks and buying up stocks lately.
Mm-hmm.
And what else am I working on? Yeah, same old, just living, seeking knowledge, looking at the market every day, trying to figure out ways to solidify my future.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
For real, for real.
Yeah, that's dope. That's the best way to think right now.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the first thing you're gonna do when this economy opens back up?
Great question. I'm going to get a haircut. I'm going to tip my barber $20 extra and get a haircut. And I don't know. I think I do want to travel.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because I shot the video Out of Riches, Inner Poverty, like in the middle, like March 17th. And like I landed back from London March 17th. So I've been on the plane. I've been around people. I don't have no symptoms. I'm ready to go somewhere again. You know, when things get back to real normal,
uh-huh.
I think I definitely want to be in a different country for a little bit.
Mm. Yeah, they're already trying to open up the economy. They're like, yo, a business has opened up, and I heard like they got double the amount of people caught the virus when they started opening back up.
Oh, yeah.
So I think in the United States alone, I think they said like there's 1 million cases now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, you know, I'm a wholehearted conspiracy theorist, as they categorize me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily believe in everything they're telling us.
Uh-huh.
But at the same time, it's like one thing you got to believe in is numbers and the dollar and this economy.
Yeah.
If something don't change soon, it's going to be people dying from a lot more than coronavirus. You know, people, it's going to go back to the 90s, 1986 in Manhattan. Like,
wow.
It's going to go back to some real crime. Like if they don't figure something out, like people, unless they stop the rent, like unless they cut the rent payment off, like stop making people pay bills and rent, like yeah, cut, you know, they better figure something out.
Yeah,
there's a lot of people hurting out here.
Yeah, and it's funny that you say that because I saw some doctor, he was online and he was like, there's a lot of different things that are more important than this coronavirus that we're forgetting about.
Man, listen.
And he was like, he started naming, he had a whole list of things that he felt was more important than the coronavirus. He said, number one, suicide is up. He said, you know how people killing themselves is going to affect their families? and yeah. how people are going to be affected mentally.
Yeah. Yep.
So, yeah, sure. man. So I know exactly. I feel you on that. I know exactly what you're saying. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just reality. It's the reality of everything. You know.
Yeah.
We still got responsibilities yeah. outside of everything that's going on. So.
Yeah, man. I don't want to hold you up too long, man. But I really appreciate you calling in. You know, you're always welcome. Whenever you got some heat, you about to drop. You know, we did a listening session of your EP, and yeah. I got a lot of positive responses. A lot of people saying that it sounds like, you know, the Griselda stuff is what's going on.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, I feel like the new hip hop fans are, I guess they're categorizing everything as Griselda, but
yeah.
for me, it's just like it's been around. I'm yeah. happy. You know, I'm very happy Griselda popularized this particular genre mm-hmm. of hip hop, but you know, at the end of the day, it's just like, yeah, it's been around. But I'm thankful. I'm thankful for just hip hop and the internet, and you know, all the opportunities.
Yo, I definitely appreciate you calling in. Anything you want to tell the people before we get out of here?
Get that dual citizenship EP. It's available on CD. It's available on vinyl. Even if you don't have a vinyl player, just get it. There's a collector's. It's a limited collection edition. You can get that, you know, on my Linktree, or just visit my Instagram at @passport_rav. Hit that link in the bio. And, yeah, it'll link you to all my music that's out. And everybody just be safe and positive out here.
That's what's up, man. I appreciate you. Thanks for calling in, man.
No doubt, brother. Thanks for the interview.
All right. Later.
Later.
It's DJ Khaled throwing down the big dog, Pitbull, Trevor Squadron, a.k.a. the Beat Nova King, a.k.a. we the best. Spate Magazine, Spate TV, and all that. We the best, man. Who we? Spate Magazine, Spate TV, and all that. Spate Magazine, Spate TV, and all that.